Blessings and welcome to this new segment where we will be preparing for tefillah together. We'll be learning the sefer of Shimshon Pinkus's beautiful sefer on tefillah. And truthfully, I'm doing this for purely selfish reasons. I just want to learn about tefillah, to give my tefillah a little bit more energy, a little bit more koach. Maybe I'll be the only one listening to this recording, I'm not sure, but either way, I wanted to share it with you because Rav Shimshon Pinkus truly had a koach of dibur. He knew how to speak and words from the heart go into the heart. So Rav Pinkus begins his sefer saying that people don't put enough effort into preparing for tefillah. People understand that when it comes to Torah, you need to be growing, right? Guy comes into yeshiva, year Shana Aleph, he's hopefully not in the same place by the time he gets to Shana Hey, right? He can break down the Gemara a lot better, a lot stronger vocabulary. He's growing. So in the same way, when it comes to tefillah, we need to constantly be growing in our tefillah. And if we're not working on our tefillah, then it's like a ladder. It's like an escalator, either going up or going down. So we got to be working on it. And there's a sefer called Sha'arei Ora. And there it explains that you need to have a consistent seder of learning about tefillah. And if you're not consistent about it, then you're just naturally going to, it's not going to be in your mind. Even if you know intellectually about these concepts, if you're not learning it every once in a while, I'd say, I don't know, two or three times a week, then it's not gonna affect your tefillah. And that's just a big chaval, because, you know, actually this is the reason why I personally invested. The first svarim I read were all about tefillah. Growing up in high school, I read many, many books on tefillah, because we just spend so much time in our daily lives davening. Think about it, chakras is an hour, mincha 20 minutes, maariv 15, and then kal v'chomer, talking about Shabbos, Yom Tov, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We just spend a crazy amount of time davening as religious Jews. And what a waste if we're just, you know, dreading it and trying to get it over with. But if we invest a little bit in learning about tefillah, in growing in tefillah, then it can actually become a very enjoyable experience. And not just an enjoyable experience, but an effective experience where we draw closer to Hashem and we get our tefillahs answered. And as we'll learn, tefillah is the foundation for everything in our lives. So let's invest in it. So ideally, I think it would be best to open up a sefer and even try to learn about the words of tefillah. But maybe for those of us who are short on time, something like this, a little tefillah podcast, can give you a little extra oomph for your davening. So the Gemara says that tefillah is one of those things that stands berumo shel olam, at the heights of the world. It's one of the pillars of our lives, of our spiritual lives. But people don't give it the respect that it needs. People are mezalzel. So what is the essence of tefillah? What does it mean to be investing in tefillah? So Rav Pinkus explains, based on the Mesilas Yesharim, that the key is to be understanding da lifnei miata omed. To really internalize that when we are standing to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's mamish right there in front of us. Truth is, that's also the ikar of halacha in general, is to be aware of the presence of a God. But when we're davening Shemona and Esrei, it's like a different level of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And although we've all heard this, we're not focusing on it. Right before we start davening and while we're davening, we're not going to truly get the same, it's not going to be the same type of tefillah. And, you know, that secret is it seems so simple, but it's a complete switch between one type of amidah and another. A similar principle, Rav Pinkus explains, that when we're davening chazarat hashatz, when we're listening to the chazan, so that amens that we're saying is actually higher than our regular tefillah. In fact, there's a Gemara which says that if you've daven again, right? Kavel Hashem chazak miyamet lebecha. And that refers to chazarat hashatz. And the second time is when you'll be answered. And many people go through their entire lives just dreading chazarat hashatz, you know, either trying to read a little sefer or just trying to brain to daydream during it. But if we just knew how high and how powerful it was, maybe we take it a little bit more seriously. And sometimes it's just one little yisod which can change everything. Chazal teach us that we have no success, neither spiritually nor physically in our life, without tefillah. Everything depends on our tefillah. The Ramchal explains in Derech Hashem, fourth chapter, that Hashem created the world in such a way that we need to arouse ourselves to get close to Him, to draw close to Him, beseech Him, and then through this process, the Shefa, the blessing, comes down to our lives. If we don't ask for it, it simply won't emanate towards us. And that's what tefillah is all about. Hashem created the world. He wanted us to get close. And the way to get the blessing into our lives is through tefillah so that we can be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes the blessings come to our lives despite the fact that we don't merit it, but tefillah gets us through the door. And other times we do merit it. We deserve everything, but we don't realize that it's like we need to plug the machine into the wall. And what's the plug that accesses all the blessing? It's the tefillah. That's what actualizes all the blessing in our lives and gets us everything that we need and that we deserve. So and this is something, of course, that we see throughout the Torah. We see this in the story of Yitzchak and Rivka davening. We see this with Bnei Israel when they're in Mitzrayim, and until they didn't scream out before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tzak Adam, then Hashem hears their prayers, and then all the blessings start happening. And in fact, we see this in the very first story in Bereishis, when all of the earth was kind of ready to go, standing stagnant, but only when man came in order to daven, Rashi explains, did all of the blessing, did the rain come, and did the world blossom. So this is the yisod of tefillah. Just to review, Pinchas taught us today, and this is from the first chapter, Hachana L'Tfilah, the first half of that chapter. Pinchas taught us that we need to be growing in our tefillah. We need to prepare for tefillah in order for tefillah to really be an enjoyable and effective experience. Tefillah is one of the yesodos of our lives. Hashem created the world in such a way that blessing will emanate towards us if we truly ask Hashem for what we need. And we need to really work on internalizing the fact that when we stand before Hashem in our Amidah, that we are truly, truly, truly in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I hope this helps you in your tefillahs. If it does, maybe you can forward it to someone else who will enjoy this little shiur. And I bless you with beautiful tefillahs. We hope to continue doing this little chabura to send out tefillah chizukim throughout the year. Have a great day.